Since 1998, Mark Green has represented northeastern Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. Before that, he served 6 years in the state assembly. In April, Green attended a dedication ceremony at a September 11th memorial that's being built in Green Bay. He says he wants to come back to where the action is.
I have been privileged to have a front row seat to history. You know, as we're sitting here at the 9/11 memorial, I think back to all the things that have occurred in the 7 years that I've been in office, and it's been extraordinary. Wars and bombings and anthrax and so many things going on. But I think the quality of life and fortunes for the people of Wisconsin, at least going forward, are more likely to be shaped in Madison over the next few years than in Washington.
During his tenure in Congress, Green has supported the Bush administration's social and economic policies, and 8th District voters have readily sent him back to D.C. An emeritus political scientist at UW Green Bay says Green never had to spend much to win re-election. David Littig says that'll help him out in the governor's race.
One of the advantages I think that he has coming out of Washington probably is, and also is that he has not had a lot of challengers for the Democrats, is they've been able to he has a lot of money, right over $1.2 million, something like that, that's saved that he can right now put in towards his gubernatorial campaign. And that can buy you some name recognition.
Littig says 7 years in Washington takes a politician off the radar screen for Wisconsin residents who live outside Green's district. He says Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker is probably more well-known since his office is in the state's most populous county. Green just officially announced his run earlier this week, though he publicly speculated about a candidacy for months before that. He hasn't said much about his Republican opponent, but he's confident he can beat Democrat Jim Doyle.
Having been the only guy in 1998 to unseat a Democratic incumbent in Congress, I know a thing or two about taking out incumbents. It's hard. They have an advantage.
Especially a financial advantage. Green expects to raise a lot of money.
It will be very expensive. The governor says he's going to spend $8 to $10 million. That means that we're going to need to spend $8 to $10 million. That's an awful lot of money.
Green will have to raise those millions while serving out his term in the House of Representatives.
Congressman Green has a job right now. We want him to do the job for the citizens of Northeast Wisconsin.
Nathan Soy is with Wisconsin Citizen Action. He and a small group of protesters gathered outside the National Railroad Museum, where Green was officially kicking off his campaign. Soy criticizes Green for his support of the president's plan to change the Social Security system.
This is a lousy idea. Congressman Green should not be in support of it. And we intend to follow Congressman Green around the state as he campaigns.
Soy and his group could be in for a very long trip. Even Mark Green acknowledges a 16-month primary campaign will be grueling. But in his kickoff speech, he told supporters he's up for it.
As some of you know, I've got an RV waiting outside for me, which we'll use to travel this state on the longest job interview I have ever had.
On his campaign marathon, Green will spell out his case against Jim Doyle. He criticizes the incumbent for raising hunting and fishing license fees, increases in college tuition, and for not reducing the deficit. Green hasn't publicly discussed exactly what he would do differently or what programs he would cut, but he vows that if he's elected and can't reduce the deficit, he won't run for a second term as governor. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.